Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, I don't think there's any doubt where Virge Bonero stands on, as he calls it, tax cuts for the filthy rich. Want to welcome in Lansing City Councilwoman Kathy Dunbar. Hello, Kath.
How you doing?
Well, we've always said one thing about Kathy Dunbar, whether you agree with her or not, you know she does her homework.
And, is that what you say?
We say that a lot. We say that when you take a position on something, it is not done easily. And when there was a decision to be made about renaming Main Street Malcolm X Street, you went to work. What did you find?
Oh, well, first, let me say that I wholeheartedly believe that we should have some type of a memorial honoring this man.
Mm-hmm.
The petition or the proposal that came forward was for the street, and
okay.
My assumption was that there were folks involved on the street in the decision. And I ran into a resident about 2 weeks ago, just while shopping, who mentioned they lived on Main Street, and I said, "Oh, you mean soon to be Malcolm X." And she was less than enthusiastic with that comment.
So much less than enthusiastic.
A lot less. A lot less. And so it prompted me to start looking into it, and I started having conversations with a few people on Main Street and actually sent my intern out to do a formal survey of the residents and property owners. The woman who I had run into at the store actually did her own petition against the naming of the street, and not because... Again, they don't believe that Malcolm should be honored. They just felt that Main Street wasn't the right place. It doesn't have any kind of historical relevance to his life here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we found, too, was that I would say 46% of the folks who did not want it were African-American.
How many did you talk to and your staff?
We made contact with 33 folks.
Okay.
And
right.
21 of them were against it, 4 were in favor, and the rest were neutral.
And the reasons were?
Again, relevance. It's a side street. It's a highway access. Who's going to drive it and actually think about the life of Malcolm X?
Mm-hmm.
Some folks said there's already a school that exists that honors him. We have the Shabazz Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks said that it would be more appropriate in a park or someplace where folks could actually stop and read about his life and ponder. You know, I wasn't here when Martin Luther King, when the boulevard was changed from Logan, but one of the comments was, "I don't think about Martin Luther King's life and contributions when I drive down the street."
Right.
Just because it has the name.
But you were certainly here when the request was put in for Cesar Chavez, right?
Yes. Yes.
And what's the difference there? I guess it's the lot that everyone knows so well across from Grand River and Turner.
Well, there was a massive amount of community outreach and engagement in that process. There were two very vocal parties that came to the table, the committee that wanted to work on changing the name to Cesar Chavez and the Old Town Commercial Association, which had their issues with the change, but also, again, agreed that they wanted to honor him in some way. And they came to a very, I think, amicable compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't feel like that was done in this case.
And there was no compromise proposed here, right?
No, and it's not a it's a permanent change when it goes through. There's a year of transition, but it's permanent.
Well, whatever the justification was for the votes of council, I can tell you that the proponents here gave you a lot of praise despite losing what they thought was your vote. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess that means that they know that you thought about it a lot.
Well, I did. And I'll tell you, the person who has been pushing this in front of council for ever since I've been there, Ahmad Shakaraki,
right.
I'm very happy to have conversations with him. And I explained to him why I changed my vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any value to having any secrecy about that. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that they appreciated that.
Kath, great to talk with you again, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you.
Kathy Dunbar, Lansing City Councilwoman, our guest, talking about the renaming of Main Street. We'll be right back. Kyle Malin, editor of MERS Newsletter, columnist City Pulse, up next on Ebling and You.